Those are.
Even those kids are messed up.
Those are. A vest. Did you ever hear them call a waistcoat? And ever anybody call a vest?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I
have. Oh, talking about the things that men wear. That you ever see them? They have. That they use belts in to hold up the pants.
Yeah,
and
galluses
too. I got galluses in on now that I wear. Mm-hmm.
Suspenders or galluses or whatever.
A lot of them call them suspenders, you know.
Yes.
And galluses.
Talking about them, clothes and stuff like that. The women, what did they call that thing they used to wear over the dresses when they were cooking in there?
Apron.
Apron.
I used to wear them off.
Did you see them? Well, some of them, it would come up all the way up here.
Yeah, have a bib to it and go around your neck here.
Some of them just come into your waist like that. And, you know, women that used to make all the clothes, if they wanted to match up something, say, in town, you want to go match up color with something you had. What do you call that little thing that take a while to maybe match up the color or something?
That was, was it a scrap of the material?
Mm-hmm. It's called a scrap.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's the scrap of the material so you can tell what color.
Yeah.
You when you, they sold shoes.
He was going to ask something else.
Go ahead.
You had caught, you either, it went from a 1 to on up to about a 13. A 13, I think, about as big a shoe as it was in number. And my brother's always going on little jokes and things. He'd been buying his shoes from Ross Smith and Dumble and went in there one day. My brother had a big foot. And he told Ross he wanted to get a pair of shoes. He said, he used to keep shoes up on the shelf then, back them days. He started to reach up there and he turned around and said, Grady, I forgot what size shoe do you wear. What size shoe do you wear? Grady says, I wear 2. He said, oh, I don't want no joke. Now, sure enough, what size shoe do you wear? He said, I reckon I wear 2s. Them last ones I bought from you had 2 1s marked on. Left.
He's counting up, wasn't he? He's doing the count. You. Talking about those old clothes, when you washed them, used to, before they samplerized, when you washed them, would they, like your overalls and all, would you have to buy those big, or would they?
You'd have to buy them big, and besides them things, you had to iron them, too.
Mm-hmm. Did they shrink up?
Yeah.
Wrinkles, too.
Wrinkles.
I'd iron them with overalls up. And we used to put a little starch in them. I don't know why we did that. Now, we used to put starch on everything.
I don't know how come we'll be able to put using that starch.
Well, I do. I said it. Don't like it.
Did
hot.
Overalls used to shrink and everything?
Yeah. Well, they'd shrink up when you... They'd be bigger, smaller when you'd wash them a few times.
You washed them the first time and fade.
Fade directly.
I get nowadays, they buy them already. They can already fade them for you.
Yeah.
All these people buy them.
Pre-washed, pre-shrunk, and everything.
Yeah. You know, we're talking about little kids and all. You ever seen a little girl and she'll love to put on a mother's dress and
high heel shoes?
What do you say she likes to do? Say she likes to. You know, when she likes to wear a mother's clothes and do like that, you say she's doing what?
She's...
I don't know if I could think. She's momming herself or something like that.
Yes, sir.
Trying to mom herself.
And we're talking about things like that. The things that woman carries all the time, carries all the things, and what do you usually call that?